Oklahoma stands on the brink of the most radical jurisdictional shift since statehood. That's how attorneys for the state of Oklahoma opened a Supreme Court brief filed last month. And this week, the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case in question, Royal v. Murphy. The case is about a murder committed in 1999 by Patrick Murphy, a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation. Murphy's lawyers argue that the state of Oklahoma did not have the authority to try their client in this case because the murder took place on land that has historically been considered Muscogee Creek Nation territory. Jessica McBride is managing editor at Muscogee Media, and she's been following the case. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tanzina.
So Patrick Murphy was convicted for the murder of George Jacobs almost two decades ago. Why are his attorneys saying that the state of Oklahoma did not have the authority to try him in this case?
This case is very complicated, Tanzina. It deals with a lot of different treaties, a lot of laws, whether it's a reservation or Indian country, and a whole bunch of definitions that the normal American may not be used to unless they live in Oklahoma or live around tribes. And so I think that's part of the reason they're challenging this case is it's a jurisdictional issue. Who has the right to try Patrick Murphy for murder?
And last year, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Murphy, and their decision stated that the Muscogee Creek Nation's reservation was never disestablished by Congress. Why is there so much dispute over whether the nation has a reservation or doesn't have a reservation?
So one of the things that Patrick Murphy's attorneys point out is that there was never a clear intent to disestablish the reservation. They say that Congress has to disestablish it and it has to be clear. So when they look at the treaty, they say Congress never said, by this treaty, we disestablish the reservation. And that's what they go back to. However, the state of Oklahoma and some other entities point to the allotment period. In the early 1900s, Congress passed the Allotment Act, the Dawes Act. And what that did is it took land from being held by the tribes and separated it out to each citizen so that it would be held in their name. So that's where some of the dispute and the confusion is they don't believe that Congress never really disestablished the reservation. However, the state of Oklahoma says, well, if they allotted it to individual citizens, then they disestablished the tribe's territory.
What do those of us outside of Oklahoma need to know about the land that we're talking about here? How much of the state of Oklahoma is actually tribal land?
So that's where this gets complicated. There's 39 tribes in the state of Oklahoma. We think that this case is going to probably affect at least five of them. That territory from those five tribes, we call them the five civilized tribes, which are the Cherokee Nation, the Choctaw Nation, the Chickasaw Nation, the Seminole Nation, and the Muscogee Creek Nation. That takes up almost half the state, all of eastern Oklahoma. So we think that this case could affect half the state, but we don't know it could affect all of the 39 tribes, which would be almost the entire state of Oklahoma. So that's why the state of Oklahoma is so concerned, is they have the potential to lose a lot of their landmass and jurisdiction.
And what are tribal members feeling about this case? Are some people hoping that the Supreme Court upholds the 10th Circuit's decision?
So the Muscogee Creek Nation officials have come out in favor of the 10th Circuit Court's decision and even filed a brief to the Supreme Court saying that they didn't need to grant the case, that the 10th Circuit decisions, that was final and that was correct. You do have some members that are concerned because they think that this would cost the tribe a lot of money to take over the jurisdiction. In fact, the police department for the Creek Nation has said that they'll probably have to hire an additional 200 officers to patrol the area. That could end up being a lot of money, and that doesn't even include the costs as far as like the court system and whatnot.
A very complicated case, as you said. Jessica McBride is managing editor at Muscogee Media. Jessica, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Tanzina.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.